I've been arguing that we need our own lexicon, the people's lexicon, a lexicon for a free people. In it, we might define necessity as to drift from our true nature because we feel compelled to, and wage work as the practical expression of created scarcity, the key means for compelling and conditioning humans to service, for keeping humans needy and subdued to power. Janet, do you think he knows what's been happening to us? Thomas, old angel scraper, he knows all right, but he's subdued to the cloth he works in. That's from The Ladies Not for Burning. That line is his version of Shakespeare's sonnet 111. Oh, for my sake, do you with fortune chide the guilty goddess of my harmful deeds that did not better for my life provide than public means which public manners breeds. Thence comes it that my name receives a brand, and almost thence my nature is subdued to what it works in, like the dyer's hand. Pity me then, and wish I were renewed, whilst, like a willing patient, I will drink potions of Izal against my strong infection. No bitterness that I will bitter think, nor double penance to correct correction. Pity me then, dear friend, and I assure ye, even that your pity is enough to cure me. In the people's lexicon, our lexicon for a free people, worker might be a person all of whose thoughts are given or driven by the Duke of Gloucester's purse. Murderer one, I thought thou hadst been resolute. Murderer two, so I am, to let him live. Murderer one, I'll back to the Duke of Gloucester, soon to be Richard the Third, and tell him so. Nay, I prithee, stay a little. I hope this passionate humor of mine will change. It was wont to hold me but while one tells 20. How dost thou feel now? Some certain dregs of conscience are yet within me. Remember our reward when the deed's done. Come, he dies. I'd forgot the reward. Where's thy conscience now? Oh, in the Duke of Gloucester's purse. When he opens his purse to give us our reward, thy conscience flies out. 'Tis no matter. Let it go. There's few or none will entertain it. Then, as now. So that's the wage work system, whether we want to admit it or not. Manufactured scarcity makes it so. The Duke of Gloucester's purse driving and controlling us. So we've no shortage of honorable ancestors telling us the truth. The only shortage is of opportunities to discuss it over the airwaves.